Hello, beings of this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
And welcome to Bad at Life, the podcast where we discover a wide variety of topics that we may or may not be bad at. And Xander, why do our opinions matter?
Because we said so.
Yes, and you are going to be absolutely flabbergasted that I did not forget to tell you this. But listener discretion is advised.
Wow.
We do not filter anything out, so explicit content will be featured. I know. I think I just deserve a round of applause for that. I know, 6 episodes in, I finally remembered the thing that is absolutely necessary to do. Yeah. I don't think it's, like, mandatory or, like, illegal to leave out, but, like, still, I love to keep people in the know that this is just us talking. So we're going to say bitch and we're going to say fuck. So if you are a 10-year-old child,
go away.
Go away. Or, hey, now you know these words. So props to you, mama.
Yeah.
You know who that is? No. Who I quoted? Laganja.
Laganja?
Estranja.
She did?
She said, props to you, mama.
Oh, no. When?
In season 6.
Oh, okay. I don't
know. Of Drag Race. Sorry, guys. We are gay. So, today's episode will be about lying, which is gaggy. I'm very experienced. That doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, but I was definitely a bad child, okay? I was not, like, bad baby bad. I was not, like, catching fights in the streets.
Catch me outside, how about that?
No, but I was definitely lying to my parents, so that's why I'm experienced. Are you experienced?
I'm very experienced.
Okay.
I used to be very experienced in the past, not that much anymore, but we'll discuss that later on.
Okay. So, I have a story. You have a...
I have a story.
Okay.
I have two, actually.
You have two little stories.
Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe you start this time.
Okay. I'll start this
time. Lying.
That's
not... Oh, no, wait. We have to actually discuss the definition.
Yeah,
guys. You know what? I can not be great at everything. I can tell you about the listener discretion, and then I will forget the definition. Yeah. Or I can tell you the definition and then forget the rest, okay? We cannot expect too much of me. Anyway, the definition of lying is not telling the truth. That is all I could find. Yes, I mean, I was looking at the definition just like, I mean, of course, I don't expect it to be like a long ass definition. It's just lying is so basic. It's just like not telling the truth. So, you know, the definition is right.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Very accurate.
But it was kind of funny because I looked up lie. So like the definition of lie, and it said...
lies or something.
No, it was like ooh, a person like lying down or something.
Oh, you know, that makes sense.
Yes, but that was kind of funny because I was looking up the definition and I was thinking about not telling the truth. And then they were like, ooh, when someone is laying down, I was like, oh, I guess that is also a lie. But yeah, not telling the truth. So kick us off with a story.
Okay, I have two small stories for you today. And I'm just going to start with a random one. I remember when I was younger, I went on this website. We all know it for the wrong reasons. It's called Omegle. We've all been there. Have you?
Yes. Why? I sounded like a phone.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think everyone has been on Omegle. I used to go on it with like my best friend at the time, Megan. And, yeah, let's just say that as children, we definitely saw some things that we were not supposed to see. But I think that's just the essence of Omegle.
Yeah, I think so. So, I went on Omegle, but not for those reasons, obviously.
How old were you?
I don't know. I think I was maybe 13 or something.
Okay.
Maybe 14. I was a little bit older than most children on Omegle. But I came across a person and we started talking. And this person was like, oh my god, where are you from? You sound so... I think she said Australian or British at that time. Because I don't know, you guys don't know this. But I used to have, or I have this accent that I... speak do. In or do when I'm, I guess, in public.
When you're speaking English.
When I'm speaking in English and Venus forced me to not...
No, listen, he's not making any sense. So
what
he's trying to say is that when he speaks English normally,
yeah,
he has like this fake ass British accent. I was like, we're gonna have none of that today. No. We are not British. We're not from Britain.
We're not from Britain, love.
No.
But that's how I usually talk. Not when I'm with you, but when I'm alone.
When I'm with you. No, okay.
So normally I sound like this.
No. That shit is the fakest shit I've ever heard.
Okay. Well, exactly my point. Okay.
No, because you're like, oh, I'm, yeah, my other accent that I usually do is like, no, oh my goodness, I love water. Like, that's not your accent, girl.
It is.
Okay, let's move on.
Normally.
Ew, no. Okay. No.
So okay, so we're having none of that, love.
No! We are okay. Not British.
We're not from Britain. Okay, never mind. But I used to have this accent. And so I went on Omegle. And this person said, oh my god, you sound so Australian or British. And I said, yes, I'm from Australia.
Yes, that is indeed. The dumbest shit ever.
I know that was the dumbest lie, but that is like a time that I lied about where I was from. But like, in a way, I guess it's normal to lie where you're from when you're on Omegle. You're not gonna say, hello, I'm from this location.
No, okay, you're not gonna tell them that your address, but you can say where you're from.
I know, but I thought it was very dangerous when I was young. Ooh.
Well, okay, he's breaking the whole house. Well, it's really not, but also, I think it's also just the thrill of, like, being like, oh my god, yes, I'm Australian.
Yeah, that was the thing. I was thriving.
Okay.
I was like, oh my god.
And then?
The person believed me. That was just the greatest thing.
This is horrible.
I loved every minute of it.
Okay.
I'm like,
no, that is so horrible.
I know. It was very horrible, but it was fun. I liked it.
Okay. Well, okay. If you hear somewhere that he's Australian, don't believe him.
No, I'm not.
Don't be foolish. I'm really like not. The Omegle girl.
No. But when I'm talking like this, you wouldn't suspect that I'm Australian at
all. You would you would suspect not English.
Oh. Well, that's sad.
No, I mean, you can hear in our accents that we're not from America.
True.
Probably. But at least we don't have, like, a Dutch-English accent.
Because that would be horrible.
Yes. There's, like, the specific accent that they do is just act... Ooh, yeah. I said a Dutch word.
What?
Mid-sentence.
What did you say?
I said act. I just said a Dutch word. Anyway, okay. Now we're really getting exposed as Dutchies. So, yeah. Anyway, what is your next story? I need to absolutely be away from the spotlight for the next 2 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. The second story that I have for you is the most horrible thing that you can imagine. Okay. So, when I used to live with my parents, we had, like... You know, the crusty old childhood dog. And my mom was a little bit bored with her. It's just so awful, but it is really awful. Because we had a Jack Russell, and usually they're a very active breed. But our dog was a couch potato and just slept all day, which is fine. But my mom was like, no, we're having none of that. I want a new dog. And obviously, I was filled with joy and excitement because that meant a puppy. My dad did not approve of this idea, obviously, because my dog was already pretty old. I think she was 9 at that time. So that is a senior, and you would expect that she doesn't like want company because puppies are very hyperactive.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very not a fan of the idea. So we just said, oh no, okay, well, then it's not happening, I suppose. That day, or the next day, we went on this website, which is, like, Marktplaats.
You can sell secondhand things.
Yeah, it's kind of like eBay, but...
But easier, more accessible, plus you can put everything on there. You can put your house there, you can put a car there, you can put clothing, toys, you can put everything. Dogs there.
And you can pick it up, or you can choose to... deliver.
Yeah, okay. But with normal things. I mean, you can't put your dog to be delivered.
Okay.
Or your house.
No, true. But, like, yeah. So...
Can you deliver this house, please?
No, we cannot. So we went on this website, and we saw a puppy, and it was so cute.
So you bought it.
And there are actually two lies in this story, which is actually pretty funny. She was for sale for 200 euros, I believe, which is around $200. It's not, like, maybe a little bit less. Like,
maybe $180.
$180, maybe. So that's not too expensive for a dog, but it wasn't like a full breed. It was just like, I guess like a street.
A random.
Yeah, a random street dog.
Yes, a randomized dog. You know, when you're making a dog in The Sims Girl, random.
Yeah. She was that was she, but she looked really cute, and we couldn't just not buy her after seeing the pictures. So we drove there, and we said to the seller, okay, we will buy her for 200 euros, and he was like okay with it. And then we went to the ATM, and my mom said to me, I'm only gonna deposit?
You're only gonna get...
No, not deposit, but, like, she got 150 euros from...
Out of the ATM. Girl, I'm not English either.
No, okay, but I was... Okay. So we got 150, and she said to me, I'm just gonna pretend like I only have 150 euros and say that the 50 euros, that she just doesn't have it. But also, like, how horrible. Like, why would you sell that dog to someone who says, I only have 150? Like...
Yeah, but you don't know what people are going through.
No, but know? Why would you get a dog? Oh, you mean, like, the seller?
Yeah, you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they're desperate.
Yeah, they're desperate for money, and especially if they cannot take care of, like, 8 puppies.
Yeah, okay.
It's, like, at least they're... in someone else's hands.
True.
And they have some money to get food or something. I mean, I cannot read their situation.
No. But I was trying to say, like, why would you sell it to a person who says, I only have 150?
No, I know, because that seems like then they won't have money for food and stuff. I know, I get that. But at the same time, you don't know what these people were going through. True, and maybe those 150 euros were, like...
more important than...
Yeah. Because they could finally buy... you know, clothing for their children or something.
Yeah, maybe. But, okay, so we went to their house, and we bought the puppy for 150. And I believe my mom said that she would pay the 50 euros later, but we never did.
Through just the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, online banking. I don't know. I was very small at the time, so I don't really know. So we got the puppy, and then we got home, and then my dad came home, and he saw a little puppy, and he was very angry with my mom, which I understand, because...
She promised.
She promised not to get a dog, and here was a dog, and years later, we had to give her away, unfortunately, because... She was too...
aggressive.
No, she was not aggressive at all. She was just too hyper for
the other dog. And who was older.
Just, yeah, who was older. It was her family dog. So we weren't going to get rid of her, because that was just really sad. Like, we really cared about like the first dog. So, yeah, we sent her to another family. And luckily, she has a really good life now with... to other children, and they go for walks occasionally, so...
Occasionally?
Yeah. No,
I hope she goes on a walk every day, girl.
No, occasionally. I'm sorry, I was really into my story. No, she goes on walks very often.
That's what I hope, girl. Yeah. That's what I was hoping.
She's all good now, but that was two lies in one. So that was my story.
Okay.
So I'm ready for yours.
Yeah, I mean, of course, yes, the Omegle story, you lied. But the other one, you weren't really lying yourself, and it was more your mom.
Mom.
So, I mean, that's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad.
No.
It's just funny.
I mean, I think over the years, especially to my parents, I've, lied a lot. But I think what I'm about to tell you is, one of the worst lies I've told them. But actually, I've never told them that I lied about this,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of gaggy. I do also have a little small story, so I think I will, tell that one first.
Kick it off.
So, when I was younger, I didn't like to study at all. At school, I was always, a social person, and I used to talk in every class. And I've talked about this before. I don't really know how to study, I don't know what that actually means. I don't know how to, see the information and, have it be in my brain. So I didn't do any of that. And the way that the school system is in the Netherlands, high school, it's in different levels, if that makes sense. And you do kind of a test, like the SATs, to determine what level you can handle. And then you go to that level in high school. And that also determines what kind of jobs you can do later in life and stuff. And even though I could go a higher level, they put me a level lower because I used to talk so much. So I didn't really have to do much to get by at school because I was smarter than I was supposed to be in this level. But still, one term I did really, really bad, and I had a parent-teacher conference, and my parents found out that my grades were really, really low. So they were like, okay, for the rest of the term, I have to do homework downstairs, where they're also there, and so that they can keep an eye on me. So I was like, okay, that doesn't mean I'm gonna fucking study, because that is boring, and I'm not boring. So I didn't actually study in that time. So every day after school, I had to study for a couple hours, and I told them, oh, I definitely need my laptop for that, even though my school did nothing with laptops yet. And in that time, in that term, I actually wrote a freaking book. Which is, so funny to me that I was just, so into the, oh, no, I'm not going to study, that I just wrote a book. I was like, you know what? I will make something. And is it a horrible book? Yes. But this was, in the Wattpad era of the internet, and I wrote a book, which actually kind of started my whole music career in a way. So that's kind of funny. But that's just kind of funny that I lied about that. That I was like, oh, I need my laptop. Oh, and now I've written a book. Anyway. So the other story that is one of the worst lies that I've ever told to my parents, I think I've definitely told worse lies in my life, but this one is just kind of gaggy because it was to my parents and they still don't know. So if you're listening, hi girl.
I don't think they are.
They are definitely not listening. But when I was in college, I still used to live at home in the first half of college, and I was also dating someone, but this boyfriend of mine, he was kind of a secret boyfriend. I think that's also just because I was gay, and even though my parents knew about that, I wasn't necessarily comfortable with sharing my dating life, and even a boyfriend before him, I didn't really share with my parents. So that wasn't necessarily the lie that I was gagged about, because that was normal to me. I didn't really share that much with my parents, especially not who I was dating. But because they didn't know, it was really, really hard to spend time with this person. And I took every chance I had to see him because, it was this big, huge lie, and I couldn't have my parents finding out. So one day I was invited to the wedding of the nephew of my dad, and my parents were gonna go. My sister, I don't think, was gonna go because she was not in the country at the time. But I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go definitely. And it was also just during the week. So at least here in the Netherlands, there's definitely like, you can be freed up from school to like go to like certain events, especially a wedding that, you know, you just have to show proof and stuff. And so my parents were like, oh, just talk it over with your school, you know, with your college, and everything will be fine. So I did that. I went to my school administration office with like an invitation and everything. And I was like, oh, I need the whole day off for this. And they were like, okay, no problem at all. But I kind of saw an opportunity here. I was like, oh my goodness, I have free from school the whole day. Maybe that means I can see my boyfriend. So I told my parents that I still had to go to school because I had like this important test, but I could get the half of the day, you know, free off. And because my boyfriend also had to work, I, you know, got up like as if I was going to school, but I was off from school. So I had to like wait around outside in the rain for 6 hours, you know, to keep up the lie that I was going to school, but my boyfriend was at work, so I could not see him yet. Then he came home from work. I could see him for 3 hours. And then after, I had to go to the wedding. And I had to keep up this whole facade of like, no, I was at school doing this important test. And just the fact that I stand in the pouring rain for 6 hours for this man, now looking back at it, I was like, oh my God, that was delusional behavior and no man deserves that. But that's just kind of truly extremely not normal behavior.
No.
Not to like want to do this for a man, but also not to want to lie about this to your parents. It's not normal.
No, it's not.
But if you do this, get help.
Yeah,
definitely. Truly. But I just think it was just like horrible. And I never told them. I did eventually tell them about the boyfriend, so everything worked out in the end. But like, I missed half a wedding for this. So like, when I went to the wedding, yes, I was there at the party and stuff, but I didn't even see the wedding.
Which is like horrible. I mean, you, at that time, mm-hmm. did you really care about those people?
No.
So
it do I now?
No, but
no.
So it didn't really matter.
Anyway. No, it didn't really matter. But just the fact that I was invited, I think looking back at it now, I'm like, at least I was thought about, you know? And
true.
The thing that people deserved was respect. And I didn't really give that by lying about it all. Oh my God, guys, it got really deep. All of a sudden, someone fished me out from this deep pool.
Ew, what was that?
Because it's getting really deep.
No, stop. That was really cringy.
Mama, you are cringy with your fucking fake British accent.
I know. At least I know. I'm not delusional.
I'm not delusional either.
Okay.
Good. So, yeah. I think that lie was also just really serious. But I mean, I've lied about a bunch of things. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I had some friends that also lied about a bunch of things, but those were really people that were like, oh, what did you eat for dinner? And they would be like, oh, I ate pizza, even though they ate like normal things. And it was like, oh, if I eat pizza, I'm cooler. No, I didn't lie about those things.
No.
I was immediately like, oh, I don't know. What is like a huge outrageous lie?
I'm an astronaut.
Yes, I would be like,
I touched the moon.
I touched the moon. I was a doctor
last week. And while I was doing that, I also
had a fake British accent.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Do I think that lying is good? No. I grew a lot from that person that I was. And now I see that it's super wrong. And there are certainly things that I lie about still, in the sense of like, you know, white lies and things about gifts, or I don't know, those kind of things. Or I mean, if someone asks me a very personal question, I don't want to answer it, I'm not gonna, you know, you can lie and be like, oh no, I'm fine, or oh no, I don't know anything about that, or you know, I think those kind of lies are okay. But I am who I am, and I'm not gonna lie about that anymore.
No,
because that is just not Not cute.
It's not. Sorry.
Wow, he's really falling asleep.
No, sorry. I just had the yawn. But no, it's not. I think lying is also very bad. And I've definitely, you know, experienced some consequences of lying, and those weren't very pleasant. So I basically said to myself, like, it's best not to lie about, like, big major things that can really impact, like, your life or, like, relationships you have with people. And yeah, I think it's really important to think about, like, what you lie about and whatnot. Like, I think white lies are fine, especially about not wanting to go to maybe an event or, I don't know, just small things, like, that don't do any harm are okay, but, I mean, big things, I don't think you should lie about that.
No, I mean, what is the worst lie someone has told to you?
I don't really know, actually. I don't think people have really lied to me.
I think my previous relationship was just, like, full of lies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think also a lot of lies that I still don't know about, I'm not waiting to figure those out. So, like, that ship has sailed and I'm okay. But this person was definitely into, like, you know, seeing other people and stuff. And I think there's a lot of things that I don't know. But there's a lot of lies. I mean, I remember, you know, being on vacation with this person and seeing that they were texting other men. And, you know, just the lies that go accompanied with it. And this was just a mess in general because I was, like, on vacation with this man. And so I saw that he was texting other guys. You know, eventually we made up, which is, like, really even weird that that happened, but not necessarily as revenge, but I was, like, just mad. I also made an account on a dating app because I was like, you want to text with other people, bitch, fuck you. And then he went through my email and saw that I had, like, you know, went on a dating app, and he confronted me, and then I lied about it, of course. And then, you know, he got mad, and I was just, like, so over it at that point. That relationship was just so toxic. I mean, it was lying to each other, like, constantly. And for what, you know? Just everyone was sad, eventually. You know, that didn't really mount up to anything.
No, it was very toxic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nowadays, I don't lie about anything. I think lying is just the dumbest shit you can do, and especially when it comes to work and it comes to, like, things you've done wrong. I mean, when I was younger, maybe I would have lied about things, but then you eventually realize that if you lie about things, they're always going to come back to haunt you, or there are going to be moments where you're stressed that people are going to find out. And nowadays, even if I'm embarrassed about the answer, I just tell the truth because I'm just like, girl, this is what it is, and you better deal with the truth. Otherwise, you shouldn't have asked the question.
True.
You know, like, a coworker came up to me, like, I think a couple weeks ago. They were like, oh, but did you do this? And I looked at her, and I was like, no. And I could feel her thinking, like, really, why didn't you do it, blah, blah, blah. But I was just like, well, you asked the question. Here's the answer. What more do you want me to do about it? I don't have time to do it now. So, hey, I didn't do it, girl.
No. I also do the same thing at work because, well, I already told you guys before that my job is very stressful and very, like,
bad.
Yeah, but the time is very important. But I don't always get to do everything because I'm always so busy. And also, like, a couple days ago, I think, my coworker also asked me, like, oh, did you do this or that? And I'm just honest about it. Like, even though I know that it's wrong because maybe I promised or maybe I said I would do it and I had time, but I just didn't want to, I'm just, honest about it, and then I don't know, I just wait out the answer. Like, it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's bad, it's better than lying.
Definitely. Also, just lying is so dramatic, and especially when you're younger, that can seem like such a thrill and such a, like, ooh. And even in movies like Camp Rock, that really showed, because, like, in Camp Rock, I don't know, you've never seen it, right?
No, I haven't.
It's about this girl that gets into that camp, you know, but it's just because her mother is, like, the caterer. And, you know, she's not going to be cool and popular if she tells everyone that, you know, she's the daughter of the caterer. So she's like, oh, my parents are, like, super big producers in Japan, I think she says, and they invented the CD or something. I don't know, it was, like, a big, outrageous lie. And, of course, eventually people realized, and then they hate her. So it's like, why would you even go through that trouble? It's not that bad that your mom's the caterer, girl.
No, it is not.
But, like, movies where people lie, they lie about, like, the biggest things.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of teen movies, that's, like, the thing. Or they're like, oh, my mom is the queen, and then they're, like, the popular girl in school. Until the people are like, no, wait, your mom is not the queen, your mom is the janitor. And they're like, and then they're like, no, you're going to be bullied again. And then there's, like, this huge moment, but we're all equal. We can all be friends.
And then they realize and everything is okay.
Yeah. You know, very Mean Girls vibe. Like the movie Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Wait, you've never seen Mean Girls?
I haven't.
Have you not seen Mean Girls?
There's one movie that is, like, with girls that I've seen. What is Mean Girls about again?
Mean Girls is about Katie, who is, like, she studied her whole life in Africa. She's not African, but her parents worked in Africa.
Yeah.
And then she moves to the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And goes to just, like, a normal high school. And she only knows high school from, like, books and movies. So to her, it's, like, all new. And she meets a couple of friends, and they hate the Plastics, which are the mean girls at school. But then she needs to befriend them to, like, be a double spy. But then, yeah, without noticing, she becomes one of the Plastics as well and becomes fake.
You've told me about this movie, I think, like, 5 times.
It's such an iconic gay movie.
But I haven't actually watched it
horrible before.
I know.
You know, like, one of the actors, I mean, a lot of actors turned gay from that movie. I'm not lying, eh? Like, a lot of them. But one of them actually competed in Celebrity Drag Race.
Oh.
In the second season. Yeah. So that's pretty sick.
I didn't know.
And a lot of them have been guest judges.
Oh, singing. Yeah.
Singing, yes. But Mean Girls is just iconic.
Yeah, I know. I've heard a lot of people about it also.
Well, I heard that there was a reboot kind of thing that was going to happen. And all of the original actresses were involved, and they wanted to do it. But then they weren't going to pay them a lot.
Oh.
So then all of them were like, well, we need to be paid what we're worth, or we're not going to do it.
Yeah, obviously.
And I don't think it's going to happen anymore.
Oh, that's quite sad.
That's really sad. Because, but it's, I, like, girl,
people will love it, obviously.
People would love it, yes.
Because it's so iconic.
Yes, and the actresses are just iconic. So, but that's really sad. But anyway, kids, don't lie.
No, don't do it.
No.
It's all insane.
Or if you're going to lie, you know, write it down. Because you're going to forget.
Oh, yeah. And then it's going to bite you.
Yeah, that's, like, the number one thing that my stepmom used to say. That, like, if you lie about too many things, you're not going to be able to keep track anymore.
No,
and then one of those days, you're just going to, you know,
rat yourself out. And then you're just screwed.
You're going to accidentally tell the truth about something.
Yeah.
And then that will just, you know, kind of break the whole facade, and everyone will know. Also, if you lie once, no one will ever trust you again.
True. It's horrible. And you know one thing about lying? I used to lie a lot in the past, also at my previous jobs, I feel like. Like, not about big things, but just about not being able to cover someone's shift or something because I just didn't want to. Which, it's normal. It's fine. But I used to lie about, like, yeah, small things, but it always came down to me and bit me in the ass, so.
So don't do it.
No, I always got confronted with it, and, but now, sometimes I have this feeling when I tell the truth, to someone at work or like
that you just feel like they know you're lying.
Yeah.
Even though you're not lying.
Exactly. My point. So I
But to be fair, I work at the same place. No, I used to work at the same place that he works at now. So I can also just say that that is just the essence of that place.
True.
That they just make you feel guilty. Even though, what even you, if you're really sick, because I remember when I used to work there, I had like an infection in my mouth. I know that sounds like horrible, but it had to do with my wisdom teeth and I had to get them removed. And so I was sick a couple of days at home and they just made me feel like I was lying about the whole thing. Even though there's like physical proof, honey. Looking what do you want me to do? You want me to take the teeth to you? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So, but it's just better to not lie. And then you won't have any worries. Or if you're really going to lie, just make a whole plan. You know, if you're going to lie about having a boyfriend, girl, you better create a fake account. You know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, get your friend, your brother's friend or something to, like, make an audio or, like, a fake phone call. Do something, girl. Make it believable. Become an actress. Hello. Oscar worthy. Otherwise, no one will believe you, okay?
But still, don't do it.
Or do. Hell. Why do I care?
No. It's your life.
Yeah. You need to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And if all you need to do is lie about having a boyfriend, girl, you do you. Also, in this day and age with the AI, I think lying about having a boyfriend would be the easiest thing.
Yeah.
Maybe we're AI. Who knows?
Oh.
Actually, we know. We are not.
No, but we're not.
No. Anyway, that was this episode. I feel like the ending was really boring. I don't know. Guys, let me know if the ending was boring. Was it not giving? Was it giving?
Oh, nah, I think it was fine.
I don't know.
No.
Anyway, I mean, I still love doing the episode. Don't get me wrong. But I just thought, like, this one was, like, giving less. I don't know. Next week, we're going to be talking about how we're bad at skincare. I'm saying that we're bad at skincare because we are bad at skincare, okay? This man in front of me does nothing. Like, he could wash his face with his own feces and his skin would be still clear. Because it is. Like, your skin is so clear.
Yeah.
I could literally use, like, the most mineralist water of the minerals of, like, the best cave in the world. And then my face would still be pimply.
Pimply?
Yes, I get pimples. I'm oily. No, my face is, like, oily and dry. Anyway, we're going to be talking about it next week. No need to get into it now.
No.
But tune in next week because I have, you know, I need to talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
I need to express how I feel.
That's okay.
But also, if you're not following us on Instagram yet, bitch.
You should.
Bitch, turn off this podcast and go to Instagram right now. Because you need to follow us.
No, don't turn it off because otherwise they won't hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need to hear the username. So the username is @badatlife.pod. Follow us. I get barely any likes. I say I because I manage it, honey. This man is not doing anything. This man this episode and says, okay, see you next week, girl.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stressing about the Instagram account the whole week. So you better like it. You better follow it. And yeah. You better share it. And, you know, our last episode got not a lot of streams, and I'm not one to, like, be down on that because we just got 250 streams, so that's really incredible. But I just wanted to say, if any of you have any thoughts about these episodes, about the podcast, you know, feel free to comment down below in Instagram or even, you know, I think on Spotify, I don't know if you're able to comment or review, but you can leave stars, a rating. Yeah. So do that. On Apple Podcasts, leave a review. It would help us not only, you know, with exposure, but I genuinely want to know, like, do you guys like it or no? Do you guys like me or no?
Do you like me?
Do you like me? Let me know. Anyway, that's it.
No.
Bye.
What about my fun fact?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your fun fact. Okay.
Forgetting.
Your fun fact.
Okay. I actually had two fun facts. They're not, like, the biggest information.
Just say one.
No, but I can't decide.
Decide now.
Okay, well, I'm deciding. Okay, I've decided. Okay, so January is the biggest month for lice. Americans tell an average of 7 lies per day.
Per day?
Yeah, per day in January, compared to the usual average of a measly 4. I bet you can guess what those extra 3 lies are usually about.
I think New Year's resolutions.
That's one of them, yes. I think. It's post-holiday diets.
Yeah.
Vacation details.
Okay.
And how the holidays really went.
That's really funny. Those darn Americans.
Yeah. So that was my fun fact about lying.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this episode is getting a little bit too long. So, bye, girl.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Listen up next week if you want to become the bestest at skincare. You're going to get the best tips.
I can tell you all about it.
He can tell you nothing.
True.
He can tell you nothing. He can tell you how to have clear skin. Step one, exist.
Be born with it.
Be born. Anyway, that's it. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, whore.